So today we're talking with Darren Thompson, who's the Director of Water Resources for the San Antonio Water System, and we're going to be talking a little bit about the Aquifer Storage and Recovery Program. Darren, welcome.
Thank you.
First of all, let's talk a little bit about how the ASR program is operated and then how it's put into the HCP program.
Okay, well, let me get a little historical background on ASR. Roughly in the early 2000s, we wanted to look at how we could maximize our Edwards permit. So we always had a surplus during wet years, and then during dry years, you had a slight deficit. So we wanted to try to take advantage of the excess permits in those wet years. So ASR was a system that was developed to handle that. So we built a system in Southern Bear County, and we take water from the Edwards in good times, and we store it in the Carrizo Aquifer in Southern Bear County. And then when we come into these short drought periods, like we had over the last few years, we're able to bring water back and help offset that demand on the Edwards. What we realized through the EA RIP process is the benefit that ASR has for the region. So during these extreme dry periods, a reduction of 30 to 40 million gallons a day production from the Edwards is a huge benefit to aquifer levels, spring flows, and basic benefits all the other pumpers in the region.
SAWS is going above and beyond in its reduction requirements than what other groundwater permit holders do. Can you give us a brief example so people can have a clear understanding of what that really means?
The example we use is the worst year of a repeat of a drought record. So let's just assume that for the entire year, the aquifer level is, or the aquifer is in a stage 5 conditions and everybody's cut back 44%. So during that period of time, SAWS, as using this year as an example, has 288,000 acre feet of permits. If we take a 44% cut off of that, we're looking at 161,000 acre feet. So that's a significant cutback, and everybody's feeling that. But then on top of that, as part of this ASR commitment with the HCP, in that worst year, we would be required to forbear an additional 46,000 acre feet of water. If you take that off of the 161, we're actually at a 60% cutback for that year. So, 16% additional cutback on top of what everybody else is dealing with.
So that's quite a commitment on the part of SAWS. And so, what's the SAWS perspective on, stepping up to the plate like that?
Well, we knew when we were going through this process that we had a facility that could truly benefit the region during extreme drought. And we knew that the facility worked as planned. And actually, as we were going through the RIP process, towards the end of it, this current drought started. So 2011 through present, we've seen, I know SAWS has had a huge reduction in its demand or from the Edwards. We have brought back quite a bit of water out of ASR. And as a whole, as the region has seen, we really haven't seen the extreme drops in the Edwards that we had seen in the decades of the 90s or the 80s during that period.
Great information, Darren. We really appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.